The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone. And thank you for being here. And as we begin this meditation, I would like to mention that one, I think, useful slogan for insight meditation is attention to detail. Sometimes if we take in our lives in generalities, it's hard to understand where we are attached or where we could benefit from what's happening. But as we begin distinguishing some of the details of what's happening, we can see and recognize what is useful and beneficial to rest our attention in, and what it's most useful to not avoid, like not have it, but avoid giving it a lot of attention, avoid giving it our interest. Interest can be a little bit like food for some of the ways in which we are. And so if that food is a precious commodity, you want to be careful what you give it to. And so attention to detail. And so sometimes we'll say that, we say we feel a certain way, I feel great, I feel lousy. That might be definitely the case, but it's very general. The details are missing. And what are the details of feeling great? What are the details of feeling lousy? And what are the different component parts? And where is it useful to place the attention? And where is it useful to not place our interest so much? So, for example, if I feel lousy or I feel great, and my interest is somehow evaluating myself because of that. I'm feeling great, therefore I am great. I'm feeling lousy, therefore I am lousy. And then to put interest in this I that's feeling this way, it might feed a kind of self-concern which is not in the long term very helpful, and maybe not even very accurate. But if instead we give our attention to the details of how it feels to be feeling great or lousy, what it feels like in the body, where in the body does that felt and expressed? And if you feel it in the body knows how to deal with it. The body knows the process by which it goes, if we make room for the body to feel it. We might find it more interesting to be with the breathing, to breathe through how we're feeling, to breathe with it, so that we don't add or fall into evaluating ourselves because of it. And it can be quite a relief to just be present for what's here without relating it to me, myself, and mine. Just it's here, and I don't have to be either interested or disinterested. I just have to kind of let it be and just breathe with it, recognize it, breathe through it. And it's useful to stay with the breath. The breath is a balancer, is a mediator, is a harmonizing force within us. And see where the breathing takes you. So I'll talk more about this in the talk, but attention to detail. So assuming a meditative posture, relaxing the eyes, and gently closing the eyes. then, in a calm way, as if you have all the time in the world, take some deeper breaths. As if you're getting a massage from the inside, feel the expansion of the torso in the in-breath and the settling back of the torso on the exhale. Breathing in and breathing out. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And again, calmly, as if you have all the time in the world, as you exhale, relax your face. If there's pressure against the eyelids, maybe that can soften a bit. Pressure against the teeth. Maybe the teeth can part a little bit. And if there's pressure against the lips, maybe soften it. If there's tightness in your shoulders, perhaps you can release the tightness. If the belly is pulled in, perhaps you can let it fall out. Soft belly. And then noticing how you're feeling now. What's your general mood or state of mind, emotional state? And is there any way in which you're experiencing that through your body, with your body? Any parts of your body that are activated because of how you're feeling? Is there any way in which you're putting your interest in how you're feeling, beyond just recognizing it? Are you investing anything in it, being for it or against it? How simple can you be with how you're feeling? And then to return to your breathing. And either just stay with your breath as it is, or you might try breathing with how you're feeling, breathing through it. where your primary interest is in breathing, but allowing the breathing to accompany how you feel. As if you have all the time in the world, you can do it calmly. Where's your interest going? If it's going into your thoughts, what is the emotion underneath those thoughts? How do those emotions feel in your body? And then return to breathing. Breathing through that place in your body. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, a gentle attention to detail is also helpful when we're with other people. Sometimes we can get tripped up or anxious, irritated. By the generalities or the big picture. But to slow down and take in another person, the people you're with, attention to detail. Maybe ascertaining how they feel and what's happening for them. And to use your ability to be present and mindful. To offer that mindful presence to someone else. They don't have to notice you're doing it. That could be awkward. But you're taking in the people, taking time to feel them, reflect about them, consider them. So that you're in a better position to be friendly, to be kind, to be generous. And kindness and generosity and friendliness, which is not so much an addition, but is an expression of the simplicity of being present and aware. Consider how you can bring this practice into your daily life. To be present for others in a way that supports them, cares for them, is friendly. May this practice that we do, may it support us in promoting goodwill, friendliness and kindness through our communities. May we do this practice for the welfare and happiness of ourselves and for all beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. And may all beings be free.